Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. I once had a dear friend, Joan, who passed away a few years ago. She lived in Bayside in an old farmhouse originally built sometime in the 1870s. As the decades passed and plumbing and electricity became available, the house was expanded from a couple of rooms to a four-bedroom home with a library, sitting room, kitchen, pantry, and an attic. Now, Joan was a voracious reader, and she had quite the enviable library that was incredibly subject-rich. Art, history, politics, science fiction, classic and contemporary literature, and religion. Her intellectual life of 80-plus years was displayed in multiple rooms and shelves upon shelves of books. Over the years, Joan had to cut back on a variety of items, simply because it was a matter of affording things. Eventually, she stopped receiving the newspaper, and during one of my visits, I asked if she missed knowing what was happening in the world. She laughed, took me by the hand, and led me upstairs to the attic room. She opened the door. The attic hadn't changed much since originally constructed, and the redwood flooring was bare, but the redwood planks of the wall were covered in old yellowing newspapers from the early 1900s. She opened her arms and she said, "When I want to know what's going on in the world, I only need to come in here and read the stories on the front page, because while the names have changed, the stories in large remain the same." Sure enough, we walked around the room, reading of the latest crime, political scandals, public works projects, royalty romances, and conflict and of war. News reporters at the time took great delight in writing vivid stories guaranteed to have their readers talking for days after the paper's edition. I was reminded of this the other day when I found myself in town, having completed my errands and completed some reading and work in a local coffee shop, and tired of this spring's continuous rain and wondering how to entertain myself until my son had finished school for his day. I found myself walking up the stairs of HSU's library to the Humboldt room. I wasn't looking for anything in particular, so much as wanting to have my eye and attention captivated by something of interest. I spoke with Edie Butler, who provided me a digital and physical tour of the room, and then she turned me loose. For several hours, I found myself, Alice in Wonderland, immersed in the history and stories, events, and people of Humboldt. I found myself captivated with bygone newspapers such as the Humboldt Journal, the Humboldt Democrat, the Humboldt Standard, and the Humboldt Progressive of 1910, and of course the rank-and-file reporter of the 1970s. And then there are the collections. Rudolph Becking, Tim McKay, and Don Clessane's congressional papers, the founding of Redwood National Park, and stories of communities that are now just signs on the road, and photographs. So the next time you're wanting to explore the world of Humboldt on a rainy day, stop by the Humboldt Room. We have quite an amazing story to read. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.